listening to the Rainmaking Podcast. Hosted by high-stakes headhunter, author, and professional speaker, Scott Love.
This is the Rainmaking Podcast, and my name is Scott Love. Thanks for joining me on the show, and thank you for making this a top-ranked show on business development. We've got over 140 episodes. That means there's over 70 hours of free content on business development. And in today's episode, you are in for a real treat. Our guest is Jim Reese. He's the Director of Business Development for Offit Kerman, a national law firm. And I've known Jim for several years, and he's the real deal when it comes to business development and marketing. And our topic title for today is How to Attract New Clients. Now, there's some real nuggets in here. Make sure you listen to it at least twice. Also, connect with Jim on the show notes. You'll be able to find that wherever you listen to the show. Go there because I'll put all of his information on how you can connect with him, even a link to his email that he sends out, which has really good content. You've got to check that out. As always, this show is sponsored by Leopard Solutions, Legal Intelligence suite of products, Firmscape, and Leopard BI. Push ahead of the pack with the power of Leopard. And now here's my conversation with my friend, Jim Reese. Hey, this is Scott Love with the Rainmaking Podcast. Our special guest today is Jim Reese, and our topic title is How to Attract New Clients. Jim, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Scott, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Now, I've been following you for years. I remember the first time I met you, our mutual friend Doug Wendt introduced us to each other. We had lunch in Tyson's, and I remember in your role at Offit, I remember asking you, are you a large, small firm or small large firm? And I liked how you said, we're a large, small firm. And I thought that was interesting. And so I've been following your emails that you send out, which have real substantive marketing content, and you're a legitimate thought leader. So I appreciate you being here today. And so when we look at our topic title, How to Attract New Clients, let's kind of start with some best practices. What have you seen that works both for law firms and other organizations that can really attract the type of clients that they want?
Thank you, Scott. And obviously, my main role at Offit Kerman as Director of Business Development is to do just that, to attract new clients to the firm. And there are many steps, and I'm not in any particular order, but I'll just mention what comes to mind.
Sure.
When I started this role about almost 6 years ago at Offit Kerman, I sat down, I thought about, you know, how you get new clients to join your, you know, your ranks at your company, whether it's a law firm, accounting firm, whatever it might be. And I think what comes to mind for all of us is you hear people saying all the time, well, you know, I was in the right place at the right time when I got that.
Right.
When I got that referral, I was in the right place at the right time. The client needed my services. I happened to be there, or the referral source introduced me. Timing is everything. We all use those quotes all the time. So I said to my wife, I said, I'm going to really kill this thing, and I'm going to be in a lot of places a lot of times. And that's really what I did for about 3 years. And obviously, it's not sustainable to be everywhere all the time. But the point is, I was out there. I've been networking in person, going to lots of events. I've been, when the pandemic hit, I shifted. See, I didn't have to use the word pivot, by the
way. That's right. Thank you.
I shifted and I developed my own online networking groups.
Right. Wow.
Now that we're back to in-person, I've got the in-person networking groups. And then the third leg of the stool is my activity on LinkedIn. I feel like I provide meaningful and relevant content on LinkedIn consistently. So in-person networking, remote networking, and then the activity on LinkedIn is what's helped me a lot attract new clients to the firm.
Well, so let's kind of talk about the networking part of it then. Let's kind of go down that rabbit hole, because I know that there's no end to what you can learn about business development, which is what I love about doing the show, is that I learn every time I have a guest on here. What have you seen has been an effective, call it a technique, call it a tool, call it a strategy? What do you think has really worked when people look to get involved in networking groups?
So in the in-person networking, let's start there first. You know, people are calling me and contacting me, and they want to talk, and they want to know, like, where should I network? What events should I go to? My answer is simple. You want to go to the events where the people who buy your services are going to be where they're going to be there, right? They're going to be in attendance. And you don't know that for sure. You might go to a chamber event. You might go to an association event, and you're not sure who's going to be there. But what I say is, if you really want to be around certain people that can buy your services, mm-hmm. then have your own event and invite mm-hmm. those people to your event. So what I've done is I usually partner with other professional service organizations that are in the same small to mid market, calling on the CEO, president, owner, or founder. And it could be, you know, could be a bank, it could be an accounting firm, could be a benefits firm, insurance, et cetera, marketing, staffing. As long as they're calling on the same person at the small to mid-size business, that's who I want to be around. So I partner with them. We have an event at a cool venue. We provide, you know, some drinks and some snacks. And I invite my prospects and clients, and our partners do the same thing. That's the way to meet the people that you want to get in front of.
So you're not doing all the heavy lifting here, are you?
Don't have to. You got partners. And so I invite my clients and prospects, which gives me another touch with them. And then the event partners, it could be two or three other partners. They're inviting their clients and prospects, and I get to meet them.
Yeah, that's great. And so when you talk about another touch with them, what does that mean exactly?
Well, you got to constantly be touching your prospects and your clients, and mm-hmm. that could be through a monthly newsletter. Okay, so by definition, that's once a month. It could be your activity on LinkedIn. That could be a daily thing where people are seeing your face and your name. It could be showing up actually hosting a networking event, or it could be a remote networking event that you're participating in. Those are all touches. Plus, you know, we've all learned that it's always a good thing to recognize the people that you know when they've won awards, or they won a big contract, or you see they've got a new client. So anytime you can drip on your clients and prospects is a good thing. Even me, when I send my newsletter out, I'll get a half a dozen people reply and say, hey, this reminded me, you know, I wanted to talk to you about X, Y, and Z. So mm-hmm. it's getting your name and your face in front of them.
That's great. I mean, there's a lot of wisdom here just in the last 5 or 6 minutes that you said. I want to unpack a little bit of that. I want to go back to what you talked about with the networking, where you're working with a group. Can we talk about a recent event that you did? Like, what's the most recent event that you actually had been able to host in that sort of way?
Yeah, sure. Just a couple of weeks ago, March Madness event, I think it was March 23rd, that I partnered with four other firms on a pretty high-end event at a pretty high-end event venue. And we had, you know, we had beverages, we had lots of food, we had activities there. It was really for the C-level only. Very well attended, very well received. You know, people were able to meet my clients and prospects and vice versa.
That's
so
great.
That was a really good event. I'm also doing a series of high-level executive lunch series events at a really nice restaurant in downtown Baltimore. So me and my partner on that, we invite 12 business owners who are not necessarily clients, they could be prospects. And we have a sort of a keynote speaker who talks about the growth of their business for 15 or 20 minutes while we're being served our lunch. And then we go around the table with introductions and general questions. So that's a really nice sort of intimate gathering of 12 high-level local business executives.
That's fantastic. And so you're partnering with people against whom there's no competition. You all want the same people with the same title in the same room. And that's brilliant, Jim.
And that's bingo, really good. It's good to be the only law firm in the room.
Yeah, that's right. I've done similar things like that, strategic alliance partners, where I've created content and they'll push it out to law firms, where basically here's my content getting marketed for free, and they get content that doesn't have to promote their service. It's a reason for people to stay in touch with them. So I think that's it's always good to have a symbiotic relationship with other people where you're working together for a common goal and there's no competition and you're supporting each other, which is great. So what would be the recommendations? Let's say somebody's thinking about doing this and they just don't know where to start. Maybe they're an attorney, maybe they're a recruiter, maybe they're in B2B sales, whatever it is, they're kind of looking at a blank page and they want to do something like this. Kind of walk me through how you would coach them to build this sort of event.
Good question. I would say identify professional service providers who are in the same market. And again, ours is a small to mid-size owner-managed businesses. Identify those other professional service providers with whom you don't compete, right? You know, people with a really strong network. You know they've got a lot of clients. You know they've got a lot of prospects, well-respected in the community. And get a couple of those folks together and just, you know, maybe sit down with your marketing folks from your firm and plan an event. It doesn't have to be fancy. We have them frequently at a local brewery that's about 15 minutes away. And, you know, we just take care of the tab. It's not really expensive. We order some food right there. We take care of the tab. And you just bring people together in a very casual, comfortable atmosphere just for business owners to meet other business owners. And I do like to keep the events to C-level executives only because I think they're more comfortable there knowing that, you know, no one's pitching them. Nobody wants to be pitched at these events, by the way. So it's a good thing for business owners to meet each other because oftentimes, they leave the event and they're like, thanks, Jim. This was great. I met so-and-so. I didn't know anything about his business, but I think we can help each other. Yeah. So it's you become a value-added resource to both those people.
That's great.
That's what I would recommend.
So you mentioned nobody wants to be pitched at these events. And I'm thinking, come on, Jim, that's the whole point. I want to sell something. What's the whole point if we can't just say, operators are standing by, call now, place your order?
Well, listen, Scott, you know better than I do. You can't sell legal services. You just got to be there at the right time when someone's ready to buy them.
That's right. That's right.
So my theory is, you know, look, we've all learned and we've heard it a million times. People will do business with people they know, like, and trust. So the know and the like part is pretty easy to overcome for most of us, even you, Scott. The trust part, you know, the trust part, that's the key because frankly, we all have friends, maybe social friends that we know and we like, probably wouldn't do business with, but we love having a beer with. So the trust part is really good. So once you get there, then all I do is have, I just have conversations. I ask a lot of questions. I am a prior business owner in my prior life. So I know what questions to ask the business owners. I know sort of know what's on their mind. So I ask a lot of questions. It's not unusual for a business owner to say to me, wow, these are great questions. I'm really enjoying this conversation. And by the way, people like people who ask questions. So when you ask questions, you actually become more likable. Mm-hmm. And the person who's talking, who is your prospect, is giving you lots of information that you can, that feeds into the next question. And sooner or later, they're going to say, like what happens to me is they'll say, you know, you've been asking great questions. I've been doing all the talking, but tell me about Jim Reese and Offit Kerman. What's what's this all about? And they've now given me permission to talk about myself and Offit Kerman. And look, it, you know, they may say, their response could be many things. They might say, that's great, Jim. You know, I want to be transparent and let you know we have a relationship with ABC law firm and we don't anticipate making a change. And my response is, I get it. Great firm. I have no problem being in the on deck circle. Maybe they're conflicted out of a matter. Maybe your attorney decides to retire or moves on or goes in house or whatever. So I don't mind being in the on deck circle. Or maybe they will say, like happened to me in a conversation 2 months ago. And, you know, they said, tell me about, you know, how's things with Offit Kerman. I started talking and they said, well, you know, our attorney just retired. Well, guess what? They ended up selling their business and we got it. We did That's the work great. For them.
Wow.
So all about timing. So you never know what the response will be. But I find that business owners are often tired of being ignored, underserved, or overcharged by their attorney. Yeah. And that leaves it, the door wide open for someone like me and Offit Kerman.
That's interesting. You know, that's brilliant, Jim, what you mentioned. Can you say that again, that business owners, they're tired of being ignored?
I find that business owners are often tired of being ignored, underserved, or overcharged by their current attorney.
Yeah, that's brilliant, I think. And even for any professional service provider, I always look at it that even though I've got a client today, I've got 10 other competition right behind me. And each time I work with a firm, I've got to resell my service all over again by bringing excellence to every time I work with them and not getting sloppy, which can be, you know, easy for us to fall into bad habits like that. And it's a good way to pick up new business because it's so easy for people to do that. So it's a good reminder, Jim.
Yeah, and that's also part of the constant touch routine where they're getting your newsletter or they're seeing you on LinkedIn or you're inviting them to an event. You know, my name is getting in front of prospects and clients at least once a week with the activity that I've got.
Yeah, that's great. So let's just say we kind of bring this to a conclusion and summarize this in three action steps. What would be three action steps you'd give to our listeners to really take these ideas and start executing upon them?
Okay, so let's break it down to the three different activities that I, you know, spend a lot of time on. Let's take the in-person networking. As I mentioned before, I would find other professional service providers that are in the same market as you and that are calling on the same decision maker at that business and put together a very casual, low-cost networking event for C-level executives only and invite all the partners, invite their clients and their prospects to a brewery. And you cover, you know, the open bar, it's just beer or maybe flavored waters or something. And you throw a little food there, a couple of pizzas or something. And basically, you just, you know, let people meet other people and have conversations at a high level.
That's great.
So that's step one. Step two, I would say, is, you know, because we're in a hybrid world and I see it as being this way maybe forever, don't overlook remote networking. And so you can facilitate a remote networking group, maybe bring in a speaker, make it short, make it 45 minutes, maybe an hour maximum for a remote networking group. You can populate that group again with clients, prospects, invite your referrals if you'd like, and just have you know, somebody who's available to deliver some kind of expertise that's relevant and meaningful.
And that's an easy way to at least get started on that if people haven't done a live event. Do it virtual first.
Very easy. Yep. And then lastly, I would say, you know, get active on LinkedIn. Get active, share meaningful and relevant information, be consistent, even if you're first starting out. So maybe you do it twice a week, but be consistent. And then add a third day and maybe a fourth and a fifth day, but be consistent with your messaging and the time when your posts are made. And then lastly, I'll just share something that Ted Offit, one of our founders, likes to say, and that is good things happen when you're in the front of the classroom.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So if you think about it, when you're presenting or you're facilitating in-person or online networking event or panel discussion, whatever it might be, when you're hosting an intimate lunch with 12 business owners, and you're making introductions, you're introducing the speaker, you're at the head of the class, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely right. And Jim, tell us about Offit Kerman. What would you like our listeners to know about your firm and how you can help them?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I appreciate that. So Offit Kerman is a growing full-service law firm with about 30 different practice areas of law, around 270 attorneys in offices from New York to South Carolina and now in LA. So yeah, we're now on the West Coast. What makes Offit Kerman different is that we are very entrepreneurial from the bottom to the top. We run our firm like a commercial business, just like our clients do. We have professional managers sprinkled throughout our management structure, including our CEO and our COO, who are not attorneys. And we just understand about our business owners that they're entrepreneurs as well. We feel like we are. We are fast growing, looking for opportunities for growth throughout the country now, looking for law firms to affiliate with. So that, you know, gives us a platform for growth. So we act like a smaller firm because we've got regional presence. And what I like to say about my role as director of business development, I will connect you and your clients to the right attorney at our firm So my call sign is, I'd like to be your legal concierge.
That's great.
That's what I do.
That's great, Jim. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to put all of your information on the show notes. I know that your email newsletter is widely read and highly regarded. I've heard other people even tell me that they get things anytime you send an email out there. We're going to put that link on the show notes also, as well as your LinkedIn profile link. And Jim, thank you again for being here. I'd love to have you back on the show in the future. Appreciate you sharing your wisdom today.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. It's been my pleasure. Thanks for this opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the Rainmaking Podcast. For more information about our recruiting services for international law firms, visit our website at attorneysearchgroup.com. To inquire about having Scott speak at your next convention, conference, sales meeting, or executive retreat, visit therainmakingpodcast.com.